Now, although I understand the constitutional requirement for this bill to provide legal authorisation for all the expenditure that has occurred this year, on the basis of the estimates voted on by the Dáil, and to provide legal basis for spending to continue into next year and the period before the Dáil votes on the 2023 estimates, I do not fully support the content of this legislation. There are many reasons for this, and the main one being that I do not agree with certain spending detailed in this legislation, as well as the lack of spending in some important areas. I am concerned about the lack of capital funding, particularly in my own constituency of Donegal. There are various projects we had hoped to see progressed in the county, but sadly very little has been happening. For example, the Flinter Bridge development in Killybegs, which will include a new bridge across the Flinter River, a pedestrian and cycle route, and road realignment works. Although we are finally seeing some progression on this, the development has been a long time coming and is moving at a snail's pace. And the real expenditure is only going to come in the next year or two, and whether that will be provided for to actually make it happen is what we'll have to see. And there are many areas in Killybegs that are in desperate need of funding and development, such as the community hospital. And these are areas that, as Killybegs is an example, but it goes right across the county as well. And I have spoken before about the hospital's potential to do more to support the Killybegs community as well as the surrounding communities, and how the lack of funding, resources and development have allowed an underutilised hospital with limited services and staff available. Killybegs and the surrounding areas are also experiencing a severe lack of Gardaí and Garda vehicles. It is important that Gardaí are around and available in our rural communities, and much of Donegal has been let down in this aspect. Quite often, Gardaí are not available in the southwest area until 7 p.m. When they are on duty, there are only two Gardaí covering a large area between Killybegs, Kilcar, Ardra and Glenties, where you have one guard on duty in Killybegs and one guard on duty in Glenties, and no squad car between the two of them. So basically, they can't go anywhere, can't do anything, and can't control. Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn recently outlined to the Donegal Joint Policing Committee how a lack of vehicles is proving to be a major obstacle for Gardaí in Donegal. She has made several applications to Garda HQ, however she is told that no cars will be purchased until the new year at the earliest. She said that the lack of cars is affecting the service, which is completely unacceptable. The Donegal Joint Policing Committee also recently heard of the removal of 16 Gardaí from the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit. Despite the fact that drug crime is on the increase in the county, the Gardaí serving in the drugs unit dropped from 21 to 5 within a year, and the unit has also been left without an unmarked car as well, so they can't get around either. So unless crime has happened in the barracks, it won't be detected anywhere. Superintendent McGinn has said that the lack of resources is making responding to emergency calls and carrying out drug operations very difficult. This government has failed to deliver for the people in Donegal in such areas such as these time and time again. And also as well as Deputy Healy Ray was saying in relation to the local improvement schemes, there's a big problem in Donegal as well there too, where we have a huge list and it's going to take donkey years for them to be resolved and dealt with. And in fact, they probably won't be, but yet you still have to let people apply and that sort of thing, but you know that they won't get sorted out at all. And the recent reports of an underspend of nearly $500 million in the government's housing budget is shocking and completely unacceptable in the midst of a housing crisis. I have constituent after constituent coming in to me with concerns regarding housing, including MICA, the years-long waiting list for social housing, the lack of rentals in Donegal and the inability to buy a house. To hear that millions of the housing minister's budget is not being spent to help these people in need is so frustrating to me. I would be grateful if the Minister could confirm to the House today what he expects the underspend in housing to be this year as well. And to conclude, I support this bill on the basis that it is necessary legislation to provide money and resources that are required to run our public services. But I would again like to emphasise that I do not agree with the allocation of a lot of the spending detailed in this legislation, and I completely condemn the underspending trend that we have seen in recent years, particularly in the area of housing. There is no excuse for it, and it needs to end as of today.